to GalacticConnection.com, one of the most popular blogs on the World Wide Web today for alternative news. Stay tuned for the latest information on our world shift from enslavement to galactic involvement, as well as current intel on any blockages impeding us from our sovereign birthright. Knowledge and self-mastery are key at this time. Our commitment is to present you with the latest breaking conspiratorial articles, off-world messages, exopolitics, cutting-edge technologies and sciences, and also an ever-significant intertwining of spiritual support and metaphysical scope that one needs to dive down the rabbit hole and search for truth with balance. We are truly on the horizon of a new golden age filled with the promise for more love, worldwide peace, and accelerated intuitive skills, where every living being can exist in cohesion and abundance. It is whatever we envision and dream this new world to be. I say to you now, let's redefine the new world to the beginnings of our own precious heaven on Earth. Galactic Connection is here to provide the pulse of Mother Earth through an eclectic range of interviews each Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4:55 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, Station 2 on BBS Radio, expanding your perspectives on how we can once and for all take back our freedoms, our joy, and our connection with our mighty I Am presence. Our intention remains true to connect hearts and minds everywhere in order to obtain global unity and galactic and universal acceptance. Our discussions will continue to cover anything to do with galactic society and our involvement with our galactic brothers and sisters. Our guests are experts in their fields, and our radio shows have been coined as some of the most thought-provoking out there. In addition to our daily blog, which runs 365 days a year, we also offer a realm of healing services such as our world-renowned implant removal processes, our spiritual past life clearings, our galactic violet ray alchemy from Alexandra, who shares in the lineage of Merlin, and other cutting-edge healing technologies. Check our site out at galacticconnection.com now. Sending you a wave of light, love, and inspiration, and a personal hug and thank you for listening to our Galactic Connection radio show and visiting our blog today. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and this is a pre-recorded interview for February 23rd, 2016. And what a special day it is, because the full moon is coming forth. Lots of cool changes on this planet. Lots of obvious breakthroughs on this planet. Lots of exhilaration on this planet. Can you feel it, is what I want to ask. Yeah. I mean, there's some serious cool stuff going on. If I could sit down and share probably a good 24 hours worth of intel and messages that I've gotten, you guys would all be throwing a party. That's all next, I can say.
Next week.
Yeah. I mean, now, on top of that, we are having definitely some astral war stuff going on kind of thing. But it remains to be seen whether that's, like, that big of a deal. I'm just kidding around, guys. Anyway, I'm like goofy today. He thinks I'm being silly. Anyway, so I just want to let everyone know from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being so patient with Galactic Connection. We have really been going through a lot of shifts and changes. We really are kicking it up to the next multidimensional level. And with that said, you guys are going to come with us. That's the most exciting part. And I am here to tell you, it is amazing what our future looks like. Can you tell I'm excited? Because I really hope you can feel it, okay? Now, what I want to do before I dive in with Jeff here is I want everyone to make sure that you all are on the same page. If you have any questions about the implant removal process, please check it out. It is life-changing. It's also world-renowned. We do something that no one else does, and especially because we're doing it, intertwining it with my alchemy, which is very unique unto itself, if I do say so myself. So I would love to support you in that area. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And also we have the spiritual past life clearings. I just released the stepping out formula. Man, oh man, I was like, wow, how many of you guys have already ordered? I am honored. I want you guys to know that. That's like one of the most amazing remedies that's come through me in a while, because you know I'm pretty busy. So hopefully one of these days I'll have a little more time. And last but not least, we are trying to get all of our ducks in a row to launch the Galactic Energetic Solutions, which is a whole kind of multidimensional quantum-based system for healing. And that is unbelievable. Absolutely cool. Wait till you hear all about that. So anyway, with that said, we've got some additions and some changes afoot at Galactic Connection. And one of them is with Jeff Godfrey, who you guys are all seeing there, sitting there all dapper.
Relaxed.
And relaxed. He got the opportunity to take a shower. Okay? I did not. So I just want everyone to know that. But anyway, Jeff is really an amazing guy. And I want everyone to know he's really special. He's got a really special place in my heart. I met Jeff, believe it or not, at the Cobra Conference back in 2012. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a Thai restaurant afterward, yes.
Yes. And, you know, we were just like instantaneous friends. It was one of those things where, I don't know, it just felt like I was coming home every time I talked to he and his wife, Jane. He basically started his spiritual path in 1983. And he was introduced to Reiki. He has a lot of background in Reiki. He spent 2 decades immersing himself in bhakti yoga, meditation path, and transformed, as he says, his inner landscape. I love that. You're going to find that Jeff has a very unique vocabulary, one which is going to educate all of us into the new reality of how we're going to start communicating, I feel. He has learned the Merlin-based lineage of vortex healing, and he has this just innate ability to heal. And I want all of you to know he has been working behind the scenes with Galactic Connection for quite some time. In fact, if there isn't one of you out there that doesn't know how much interference we experience, it's called Galactic Connection with Interference, no matter how much protection work I do. Jeff has been one of those that has really stepped in and supported us. He's done some phenomenal healings on me, on my server, on my computers, on my home, my property, everything. He's really, really powerful, and he's very unique in the way he does things. Now, why do I tell you this, right? I mean, you guys are all probably sitting there going, well, okay, Alexander, you know, I'm a healer too. The thing is, Jeff and I know that we're supposed to work together. We have some very clear paths that we need to cruise down together. We have some major goals and dreams and visions that we know we're going to be working side by side with. And the other thing that's really cool is Jeff comes from a background as a craftsman. So he does have like a J-O-B right now, which he may not have much longer, who knows. But he's been working with custom furniture and cabinetry for quite some time. So he's just this really creative guy. He also sent me all these really cool paintings. I mean, Jeff, how long have you been painting?
A lot of those are older, but, well, you know, years. High school and on. Yeah.
You're so funny. And before I actually start asking him some questions, I just want to give you guys a flair of how he works. He's very multidimensional, and this is one of the main things that I'm feeling is the next step for us. We are about to express to you a divinely guided phase 4 for the Guardians. This is a big deal, something that's been needed for quite some time.
And Jeff has received some very, very divine guidance to bring this forth. But here's just a little taste of one of his messages to me. It says, your vibrational pattern is in a transitory state right now. Your high dynamics have reached their climax. Awareness potentials are almost reconciled. Your heart space has opened out fully. Pure dynamics awakened within. Your frequential matrix has overreached its ability. Your harmonics have overreached their ability. Oneness is within you now, not about you. Okay, that's just a little snippet. So I want everyone to meet this guy. He's a very profound, very deep thinking, very pensive guy. Don't be too hard on him. So this is Jeff Godfrey, and I want you all to know he is my new right-hand man that's coming on board to help us with phase four. And Jeff, welcome aboard.
Thank you. So is this camera really on?
It's really on. It's really on.
Well, you're awesome. And thanks for calling me about this.
You're welcome. And, you know, first off, I just want you to, out of your own words, what was the main trigger that got you started down your spiritual path?
Oh, trigger. It was sprung from within, I'd say. Just I had finished school. I had gotten a job. I was in the squirrel cage of our existence. And the question started coming up, is this all there is? You know, everything was working. And but there was a void definitely missing. So it was, I think a lot of people can relate to that, like that pull, not knowing what it is, just it's just something missing, I guess is what you say it was. And as soon as I had that, that thought, that pull, that desire, what is that? I started getting the answers, you know, and it was obviously a spiritual kind of vacuum that was needing to be filled. And I had a Catholic school upbringing. I was very close to Jesus, but that kind of just faded and became something that was associated with that part of my life. And so church wasn't for me and so on.
I did not know that. I didn't know you were brought up Catholic. That's the same as me. I do feel that it gave me a really strong foundational, I'm going to use the word belief, and just this very strong belief of God.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So,
yeah?
Yeah, because it was a daily thing. I mean,
yes.
The whole family. I had a lot of brothers, sisters. Everyone went to the Catholic school. Yeah, it was not the fondest memory of the whole period of my life. You know, it was... I remember when September came and we had to go back to school. It was like a black hole. It was
just yeah.
dread, you know.
Totally.
It really did open up that that place in me. And you know, when I would later on go on long bike trips, I would just have conversations with Jesus. You know, it was like that was my connection back then. You know, and otherwise I wouldn't really have that. You know, that in my life so much. You know, when you get really alone and it's just you and your inner thoughts and your inner self, that memory all came back. And and I would write, you know, write my journal and do a lot of writing. So, about that time, a workmate introduced me to the Reiki, and that felt really, really was wonderful. And then a year later, I again was looking for that spiritual connection. That was more like that was sort of it for me. That was a opening up all kinds of parts of me. And then
so what did the bhakti yoga do for you? Where did it take you?
That was lots of traditions, and it was a very much a thing, lots of structure set up. So it was not a self-discovery as much as you go through the practices and meditation and chanting, lots of chanting and music and service. And
nice.
I mean, I got into the music a lot there and played the drums like every week, you know, and the tablas and so on.
Nice.
And lots, like I said, lots of service. So I think that's where I learned where service was about selfless service. We're just, you know, that's where there was such a buzz doing that, being able to like go in a food line, serve people. It was really a nice feeling. Yeah.
Did you ever have a glimpse that you were going to be diving into this sort of stuff?
What do you mean?
You know, early on. I mean, I know for myself, when I was about 12, I walked out of this incredible home of these people's house, and I was standing at the top of the staircase, and I saw the sun, and it literally started talking to me. And I heard this booming voice say, you know, you were going to make a mark on the world someday. And I was like, did I really hear all that?
Wow. Anything
like that?
Not like that. I'd say I was about as psychic as a brick, you know, back then.
Well, you're certainly not that way now, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, when I met someone that was like that, I said, that's what I want. You know, I just was so drawn to everybody that had that about them. So I created that myself through just lots of work, lots of going inside. It's all there. It's all, you create what you focus on.
Right. And, you know, I think the main thing that I want you to share, everybody that meets Jeff and really kind of starts getting a flair for how he performs, I'm going to use that word, his healing talents and his whole process, it's just so unique. It's incredibly unique. And I'd like you to talk to me a little bit about that. You know, I mean, when did that whole thing start coming forward for you as to the way in which you see this massive multidimensional field of each person you work on? It's not with you, it's not dimensional. And it's not finite. With you, it's so infinite and expansive.
I think that's really out of the yoga path, the meditation, the going inside. Everything sprung from that, because everything is inside you. And the daily work, the daily baby steps, going a little further, a little farther, a discovery leads to another pathway, and that branches off, and it's just a continual pushing out boundaries. Mm-hmm. I would ask for gifts constantly. Plus I'm doing these spiritual practices, which were all about cleansing, clearing, burning off, learning about your relationship to the divine. So where the healing work comes from, it's really more like when you get out of this matrix and then you go to the next layer, all the rules break down and the boundaries, and you become a creator being on those deeper levels, really. And so you can just have amazing experiences, and they're really a result of your intention often. And it's a hard, you know, I knew this is exactly the kind of question that it stumps me to how to lay it out, because it wasn't linear. And
not at all with you.
No. And I wish I could just say, you know, do this, this, and this, and there it is for you. And it'll be that way for everyone in their own way. But
no, you know, you've heard me say, I mean, every healer out there has their own beautiful, unique signature on this planet, and they're all needed for their specific frequency. Mm. And for you, I'm just really tuned in. You know, I want to read this statement and then have you commented on it. This is a Jeffrey statement. Oneness is your heart's ability to accept and receive the light of existence that is outflowing upon you always. It is a true acceptance of your spiritual nature. It is the ability to receive the light of consciousness as it's flowing within you presently. It is the realization that you are all that. Wow. I mean, I kind of want to drop to my knees and just go into silence when I read that. Where did you come up with this stuff? It just comes?
Well, it doesn't come out of my monkey brain. It comes from the deeper part of me. And that's why I don't speak like that when we're speaking. It's when I drop in there. Yeah. And it's really a process of getting out of the way. And having gotten totally anchored and rooted in my deepest part of myself. And, you know, you can use the language of dimensions, and the knowingness I draw out comes out like eighth dimension, if you want to use the, you know, that kind of system, or in the,
sure.
And the energies and the frequencies I can manifest come from the 10th dimension. At this point, that started out fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. It just keeps going. So it's just a matter of, it's a progressive thing. But so when I come up with those words, or when I do work with you or anyone, it's a lot of getting out of the way and just hearing from the silence. From, it's not channeling, because there's no other being involved except my highest being. And I'm just kind of teamed up with all the different layers, like an onion, all the different layers of who I am. And you have to kind of get out of the way for things to come through out to the surface, so to speak. So it took a long time. And, you know, meeting people that could do that kind of thing already, I was just like, wow, how do they do it? Whenever I would see something, I would, I was able to usually do that, you know, whether it was a new technique or energy, they just describe it and I can see how it is. And I mean, a lot of people can do this, and then you can just kind of replicate it, you know. But what I've been trying to distill recently is just what is unique, what I'm doing, what is that's coming from my original source, you know.
Mm.
And I think I had a call, like so many of us, when I was in much higher realm, I had a call to come to this sphere, to this reality, to help with the transformation. I think that's really what I'm here for, is transformation. And
I totally agree.
And I'm unpacking all the toolbox, you know, as I go, as I work. It's not, it wasn't shown to me all at once, and so I have to just keep getting out of the way and finding what's there. What packets have been put inside me that I can unwrap, you know?
So. You know, Jeff, I want to ask you a couple questions. I remember when I went to your house and I saw you and your lovely wife, and I was standing outside and you said, "Did you just create a portal?" And I looked at you like, is this the world according to Jeff? How do you see these things? You know, maybe describe for us. I know harmonics are a really big deal for you. But describe for us how you see that.
Well, I'm very structure based. A lot of like that's why I use the words so much, because they're a way to structure something into a form that we can then take into our minds. You know, mm-hmm. The words are that structure. And when I do my work, I'm always I write it out, because that helps me actually. As I write the words, it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't lose it. Almost like all I have to do is focus on what I'm writing, and it's going on automatically. It's very interesting. But so the portals are like a structure. They're just they're defining space, but it's a different kind of space. Is this just your question? It's a different kind of space. It's a space where again, the rules are, you're opening up a space where the rules are not the same, because you're in a oneness space all of a sudden. And so anything can be, you can open, there's micro portals, there's major portals, earth portals, you know, black holes and so on. But you can open up micro portals inside your chakra, you know, that can bring in certain frequencies to help strengthen the chakra, something really specific, surgical like that, or into a room to help energize a room, or, you know, I don't do a lot of that stuff, but it's just, you know, interesting. It's just anything's available. Once you kind of see it, or if you can, who was my friend Jill used to say, if you can see something, you can play with it. It's kind of like, that's
very
just
cool.
What it is. Yeah.
So tell me, how do you work with waveforms?
I don't know.
I've heard you talk about that.
Yeah, you know, these words come out of that place. So I have to look up a lot of words that come out. I don't even know what I mean when they come out. You know, I've done a lot of that. And waveform, I think, because there's frequency, harmonics, waveform, vibration. They all kind of sound very similar in overlapping definitions, right? So a waveform is the, so I'll hear it. So it's the frequency matrix that develops when you, yeah, I'm just trying to get the word.
Okay. I was like, oh no, it's more technical difficulties.
He froze.
The first thing that went through my head.
No, just my mind froze. So I don't know how to answer that. The way I'm not even, you know, I haven't tried to dig into that word much.
Okay. So let's ask you this. In the healings that you've been doing, and by the way, everybody, he's really helped me out in some really beefy missions when I went over to Africa. Remember that, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
And we worked on Anki's temple together. It was pretty massive.
Right.
So I totally am aware of the capabilities of this man. He's amazing. Hmm. Now, with that said, why don't you tell me a little bit about what are you seeing out there in the quantum field, or, you know, in the field and space of oneness? What do you feel is starting to unfold in 2016 through your eyes?
So much of it, I get confirmation from reading stuff. Now, what you're asking is what I see from my own inner perspective. And to be honest, I see, my mom does this to me all the time. What's new? What's going on? You know, she wants me to catch up on the news of the past 2 weeks, and my mind freezes because I don't think, I'm kind of always in the now. So that's I have to stop and like get into my brain and go into memory and think of things. So in the same way, you're asking, what do I see outside of what's in front of me? Again, it's not really something I don't get a lot of stuff that way. And I have to have something very particular and I can get whatever I need. But taking a pulse on something, and I've tried to do that, and I just get this whole jump. I get everything at once and it's hard to make out what I'm getting.
Interesting. Well, tell us a little bit then about some of the core phraseology that comes forth when you're doing your sorts of healings. Because I think they're very unique.
And what's your question again? What's the...
What are some of the unique phraseologies that come through when you're writing your reports and you're working on people? Like, one of the words I've heard you use is transference.
One I had yesterday come up, was it with you even? No. It was... I just love some of the phrases. It was taking some kind of blockage and it was turning it back into the Columbine of oneness. That's an interesting image there.
And this is just coming through you, so.
Right.
Interesting.
I'm so reliant on notes, I have to pull out things like you're saying, because my monkey brain just doesn't, it's so much comes in and I just, not a good for
reading. Well, stuff, so. And I'll give everybody in the audience an example. These are some of the notes that Jeff has shared with me. Awareness beckoning to transform awareness. Transference to rectify discrepancies in one's harmonics. Descension, I love this. Bringing in light codes that will extend and amplify the heart towards a higher protocol of light. High heart harmonics at the quantum level change all of your octaves towards a frequency that matches your highest expression. I mean, these are just so beautiful, Jeff. I just love it. Mm. And here's another one. Intention, rectify discrepancies in your heart matrix that hold back your expansion. Boy, I bet everybody can relate to that one. Mm. Oneness, blending your field with that of all of creation. realization, uplifting the blockages that occur in your evolution. Octave generation, sever the limitation towards dimensional achievements. Wow, that's a biggie. That's a biggie for, I think, for the spiritual community. Frequency modulation. Frequency modulates your being so that it can ascend through oneness. I mean, I don't know if you guys hear the same thing I'm hearing, but, you know, this guy clearly has a very unique way of seeing things.
And it's not me.
Yeah. Well, it is, but it isn't. I mean, yeah. I know you're a vessel for a much higher beings of oneness, I should say. So, well, okay. So let's dive into, you have received the call for this phase four. So can you talk to us a little bit about how that happened? What unraveled with you?
Oh, well, you and I had a conversation and we were talking about what can we do to really assist the guardians, you know, and people who are really trying to make a difference, trying to step into their own mission, their own life, and are just, you know, especially people who are really key, who probably are pivotal in the puzzle of this big change we're going through. They seem to be focused on the most. Can you relate to that?
Yes.
Yeah. So, so right after we had that conversation, you know, I get this stuff at night and, I get these packets delivered to my heart in space. And that's where they get stored. And I think it was that night or the next night. It was a quick flash. It wasn't my conscious dream. It was, I had to go back in and review it. It was when I was in my deep sleep, but, seven angels came in, you know, and
nice.
And they just kind of went, doop, and they dropped a packet off and took off one, doop, drop, sh- sh- you know, it was like one after another. And I, in the morning, I felt like there was something new there. And I went into each one of them and I just wrote them down what they were all about. And, you know, it was about this intention. I asked, you know, to get some, gifting. I always ask for gifts and you get them.
Yeah.
The divine is bursting with wanting to give us more. I mean, this is the way I operate. They just,
so true.
They're completely, the divine is completely selfless and only wants, more and more and more for us. And they just are so happy when we finally ask. So, I got in the habit of asking every day and I would tune in and whoop, and this like thing would come in, you know. So in that dream, that night I woke up and I wrote all these things down and I was really touched. So that's when I told you about some of the things I got from that. And over the years, I myself, I've been spared of psychic attacks, not spared. I didn't know why. I just thought maybe because I was operating maybe outside the matrix or something. I didn't know why exactly. And when I finally, I'm trying to remember the exact moment. I became aware that there was, I had this protection around me and I was wondering what form that was. And it turns out it was these four columns of light around me and they were permanent. And they're right there now all the time. And I can't describe right now what they do. I'm not supposed to actually describe that. It would be a tell that we shouldn't be telling. But I always wanted to be able to give this to other people. It's like, it's great, you know, because it makes you almost invisible on the dimensional realms. But I was always told no. But I got, since we had that conversation, all of a sudden I said, yes, it's a yes now that I will be able to give that to other people and instill that, to create that template, that format, and offer it to people. So that made me very happy because, you know.
That's awesome. And I really feel, I mean, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, that this is one of the greatest phases to bring forth, because there are so many within the starseed community, within the guardians, especially themselves, that are so targeted and so exhausted and so psychically attacked and seem to find that no matter what they do, they still seem to find a crack or a hole or what have you. Now, many people will say that they themselves might be psychically protected, but then somehow they get attacked through someone around them. Mm. Would this protect them from that as well?
Not that particular one. See, I knew you were going to ask the little twings. I have to go inside and see. Yeah, I'm getting it would to a degree. It would, because those people that are, because like you've had that, where people that come into your sphere.
Yes.
And we've had that as a group too, that they're not even, they may not even consciously be aware that their carrier or their whole field's been piggybacked.
Yes.
So you're not, you can't protect from that person because they're in this 3D reality, but the piggybacked dimensional attacks that might come through them, it would protect you from them, yes.
Yeah, I agree. And so this is something that's going to have your very much transference and oneness imprint on this individual. And can you tell the people a little bit about the reports that you would be providing?
Oh, from the process?
Right.
Well, there's more steps. I think I showed you those, yes.
Yes. And I mean, if you'd like to just briefly go over the steps, you know, whatever you feel you need to share. I mean, obviously it's something that you don't want, you know, folks, I want you to understand that when the information was given to Pam Plache and myself, there was a level of caution because we're still not out of the woods yet. We still have dark beings and entities and thought forms that we still contend with every day. And until such time that we're not contending with that, we still have to be very careful what we share out on the open airwaves because all eyes are on us, right? So the same applies with this particular procedure, but he's really confident, as am I, that this was very much divinely delivered to us. So we are going to be bringing this forth for all of you that have been asking and asking and asking for some final assistance with protection. And he calls it the Guardian Protection Initiation, which I love. Now, why did you choose initiation?
Well, you won't be the same as you were before. Well, we worked on that together a little bit, and because you, when you're, I don't have any great way to explain that other than it was seemed like the exact process what it was.
And that's true for all three processes. They truly are initiatory procedures. They are initiating. They're initiating them from one level of existence to another. They are bringing them forth into one level of awareness into another. They're opening doorways and closing others. And there is an initiatory process. I mean, I see that when I'm making remedies, for example, or I'm creating my alchemy. I see myself literally almost like knighting the individual.
Mm.
Okay? So there's this level of whatever it is, we're delivering it in a fashion that it's something very unique that that individual needs. And I personally feel as it applies to the other three phases, everything we do has such far more profound implications than the name itself. Wouldn't you agree, Jeff? I mean, it's like, yes, this is about protection, but it's so far beyond that. It's the same with the implant removal process. Yes, it's important, you know, obviously to remove the implants, but it's so far beyond that, what the individual is receiving.
Yes, it's going to alter their harmonic signature. Their footprint on reality is going to be shifted. It's going to have especially these four columns. It's going to raise their frequency and it's going to accentuate their innate gifts. It might be a little strong for some people. I don't know. So I have to do. This is a work in progress. So.
Sure.
This is what I was given as raw processes that I'm going to be fine-tuning and expanding. You know, I keep getting more things. I don't know if they're appropriate to add more steps and more steps to this, but I think
it is, Jeff, because we're growing. We're like meteoric acceleration here.
Yeah.
You know, through this thing we call the matrix. And I personally feel we're even having challenges now because we're on such a higher frequency and our language doesn't match that anymore.
Yeah. Hear, hear.
You know? I mean, I know a lot of us have been talking about this, that, you know, so everything is going to be getting kicked up another notch and another notch and another notch, and therefore we're going to be bringing forth whatever we are given guidance to do for whomever, you know, needs that protection and that assistance. So I just wanted everyone to know that this is really exciting. I feel a kindred spirit with Jeff. He's like the brother, or I don't know, you feel like kind of like maybe an uncle. I'm not quite sure. And I feel like we've shared many lifetimes where we've done this before. So
my sister.
Yeah, your sister. Yeah, I thought about that. Brother or uncle, one of those two.
Yeah. But, words.
But it's very important that people understand that as we continue to receive more light on the planet, as our bodies, which means our grids, our entire grid of what makes up Alexandra or Jeff, is getting blasted with all new harmonics, all new frequencies. It's not just merely, oh, we're absorbing the light. No, we're really having to go through some serious assimilation and reorganization and balance. I mean, there's just a lot of that going on with us, and it's going to continue to accelerate. So it's very important that we stay on top of our energetic fields. Is what I was, you know, wanting to say.
Yeah, and there's so many layers to us, and we talk about our fields, and we know the emotional body, spiritual body, astral body, etc. And there's also layers and layers to our awareness fields too. Like 14 layers to that, I found. All these things are changing, and. Yeah, your first awareness field's out, you know, feet, and the next one is out dozens of feet, and then the next one's hundreds of feet, thousands, of, you know, miles, continents, light years. It goes on and on and on out, depending on the, how far you've, you know, done your inner work and have, you know, pushed those boundaries. I mean, awareness has a kind of a, in my, the way I'm seeing it, awareness has a boundary, and you can expand that boundary, and you can go all the way out to infinity. And as your awareness gets wider, as you push the boundaries of awareness, it also means you're pushing the boundaries of your dimensional accessibility. And I mean, then all kinds of other things that are beyond our normal matrix here also become available to you. I mean, it's just the world, your oyster, as you go inside, and healing gifts and energetic gifts are all there for you. So we are changing, and I mean, as our bodies change and our DNA changes, those are all frequency and harmonics, and all our organs are changing, our chakras are getting new chakras. But there's lots and lots of things that are happening simultaneously. So in the new reality we're going into, is going to need us to be aligned with higher frequencies all through and through, you know, to really to gracefully do those shifts. And
yeah, don't you think we're really in a training ground right now for those of us that are feeling, you know, fairly enlightened and we've done a lot of inner work. It's just not changing. It's just not stopping is what I'm trying to say. It's really starting to, it's a different kind of unfolding now than it ever has been. Because there is such an expansive ability for us to see ourselves in a completely different light. You know, things are so much less finite. Mm-hmm. You know, even the way we see our chakra system or our meridians, or, you know, it's interesting you were talking about the 14 levels of awareness. That sounds so familiar in the way homeopathy works. Mm. Because homeopathy, you have potencies, and each potency is related to kind of the field around your body. And the closer the field, the smaller the number. Hmm. Okay?
Yes.
And so it's very similar in that aspect where, you know, as you take like a higher potency, say 50 m, you're seriously going into, you know, planetary stuff that you're healing. It's very interesting. And right now, oh my God, in the work that I'm doing, I am seeing this so much now that our souls are crying out. Now, this is especially for the guardians. This is definitely for the star seeds, but the guardians in particular, we are crying out to release this planetary muck. You know, these big bands that are sitting across the planet, whatever we can, and we're doing it through our own vessel. It's really a big deal right now. I've seen it a lot in my work. It's a trip.
Very cool.
Yeah. So just, you know, that's what I mean by we're going into so much more of an infinite state of how we're feeling and seeing ourselves fitting into this whole picture. It's just, you know, it's new. It's like, think about it. We've done this before, but have we really? I mean, in this exact moment, have we ever done this before?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. I've been working a little sidetracked. I've been working a lot too recently on, my pet peeve is the mind control grids going on and all that stuff coming out of the Montauk and the scalar and I've just been, you know, I just go in and ask for what's the best thing to work on in this moment, and I kind of get a focus, and that's what I work on for about an hour, and it feels really good to be able to work on something outside of myself or some one person, but just really change and bring things into the grid. Shift the frequencies that circulates around the globe and things like that. And you told me a few months ago that I could do that, and it would be like, it just sounds too big and too much grandeur there. But you know, it's all the same. The size of something is only a concept. And
correct.
Again, you step outside the matrix. You're going inside the multidimensional realms, and you create whatever you decide to create, and you can move, you know, if you really own your power, you own your mastery, you can really beckon anything to happen pretty much. And
yeah, really, let's make, not to interrupt you, but let's make this really clear, folks. If you were not standing fully in your mastery and your authority, don't be doing this kind of stuff. Not yet. Okay? Seriously. I don't want to see anybody getting caught with their pants down, so to speak. And if you are wanting to do stuff like that, then call forth people like Jeff and myself, and we'll be there on the inner plane to assist you. But there are some deeds out there that are so humongo, you may not want to go in and do it all by yourself. Okay? You may need a team on the ground. This is why we're here. So not to interrupt you, but I felt really compelled to say that.
Again, I'm a little spoiled in that I seem like whatever I do, I never have any bad repercussions. So I don't have that same word of caution in my mind. I should. I'm glad you're saying that because I'm more just jumping.
Well, but that's why you're so awesome at what you do. You're going to bring that forth and teach all of us that. Just by bringing forth this fourth phase of protection, guardian protection initiation. I just love the term already. And just for everyone to know, I will be bringing forth the protective essence that's really going to solidify this. And again, you know, people say, you know, come on, why don't we just get the job done, you know, and just have Jeff work on me. But if you're saying that, you really don't get it, because he gets it. Okay. I get it. I know what I'm bringing to the table here, and it's really important. The encodements and the ability to hold the whole frequency change, the ability to, experience that shift in to remain in the same reality. Okay. To remain in the same life, but have this radical upsurge of frequency, realizations, catapults. You need support. A lot of times, if you think about all the healings that you've done, I know that the essence work that I'm supplying you is literally catapulting you even further.
And grounding it in the body is so important. You're physically taking something and it goes into your cell structure and into your nervous system, and it's, and then you're doing it repeatedly. You're just getting in deeper, deeper, deeper.
Yeah. And I mean, he sees it like in his amazing way. But this is why we team together. I mean, I really feel like all of us have these incredible gifts, and we all need to be working together. You know, I told you guys, this is the year to create the alliances. This is one of the alliances I'm going to start working with, is Jeff Godfrey. You know that I am not going to bring forth anyone unless I myself have either experienced them and given it the thumbs up. And I have so much experience with healings, as everyone knows. So I think I'm a pretty good, I'd hate to say judge a character, but anyway, it's true.
You're an experienced guinea pig anyways.
Yeah, an experienced guinea pig, that is for sure. So, Jeff, is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone as to what is the ultimate goal for the Guardian Protection Initiation?
Oh, well, removing obstacles and transforming, uplifting. I mean, those are just what runs me all the time. And
perfect.
And there's 7 steps so far with this. So I'm really excited. I'm really, they're not things I would think of, which I love. They just come in and they're so like, cool.
Do you know that that's the exact same thing that happened to me when I created the essence work for the implant removal process? It was 7 steps just for the essences.
Mm.
And then there were like 10 steps for the homeopathy.
Wow.
and you know, and they were weird things. Like, I would have never thought of them that way. Mm. You know, this is truly where we get out of the way and we let divinity just work through us.
Yeah.
That's when the beauty begins, you know.
It's an art to get out of the way.
It is. It is. It takes a while. Now, as far as what it's doing for you, you've already clarified that. Is it something where, how do I say this? Is this something where people need to be prepared for it? Do they have to be lying down and meditating? You know, can they just be working and receive this? You know, what's the optimal way to have them receive your awesome work?
The only 2 words I'm hearing is to be open, and it's as an intention and aware of what is going on. So you could be driving or sleeping. It's better to be more aware if you're sleeping or sitting quietly. But this is multidimensional. It doesn't have such rigid rules, but it's always nice to be able to be in the now, in this time that we share together to experience what's unfolding in that moment. But it's going to happen either way. It's going to still work.
Perfect. Well, cool. I can't wait.
Oh yeah.
I'm excited.
This is going to be rock and roll.
And I do want everyone to know this is launching very quickly. So be patient with us because we have had a lot of interference and obstacles, which I can't wait till that stops with the server, what I keep hearing is that they think it's a miracle that everything just keeps running as much as it's under attack. Seriously, I hear this from the IT guys. They're like, we can't believe your server has made it this long. And I'm like, you don't understand. I have the boys and girls upstairs helping me. So anyway, well, thanks, Jeff. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before I let you go?
I'm really just excited to get going now, and I have to make some space in my life here with my other job at the moment, but it's just a joy to work with you, Alexandra, and I wanted to tell everyone I love you, and
I love you too.
We are almost there.
Yeah, no, hey, ditto. I honor you so much and the work you do. It's just such a pure heart, and I think everybody feels it and sees it. So anyway, this is one of the main things that I was so excited to announce because so many of you guys have been asking for this is, how do I up my protective field? And what happens is when you go through, the implant removal, the soul alignment, the DNA sequencing activation, what's happening is you're lighting up like, I've told people you used to be maybe a 40 watt bulb. And now you're like a 200,000 watt bulb, and you get a lot of attention. And if you're not prepared for that attention and how you can cope with protecting your field, this is just the next most important layer. And I've been asking. It's now finally divinely guided. It's finally coming forth through Jeff, and I'm just excited. I'm just so pleased.
Woo-hoo.
So you guys stay tuned. We're going to have a really awesome launch here, and we'll be getting it out shortly. So just give us a little bit of patience. But you know what? You guys are so awesome. You give me patience all the time. I need patience with all that I deal with. But anyway, thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And lots of love to all of you. As always, I'm here to serve you. I am honored to serve you. You're the most spectacular audience anyone could ever have. And I truly love you with the bottom of my heart. And so you guys stay tuned, and we will talk to you later on. Now, in the meantime, Jeff, did you want them to go to any website or anything?
Under construction?
Under construction. What if they wanted to reach you via email?
I don't think we should do that now.
Okay, guys, did you pick up on that? He's like, if you want to talk to me, just contact Alexandra.
It'll be on the web page.
Yeah, we're working on it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, have a great evening, and thanks so much for tuning in.
Thanks.
God bless. And again, this is galacticconnection.com, and we are presenting and making it official phase 4, the Guardian Protection Initiation. Thanks a lot. Take care.